with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump announced that Israel and Iran had agreed to a ceasefire. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In the hours after Iran launched a retaliatory missile attack on a U.S. military base in Qatar, the president claimed Israel and Iran would end their conflict. He posted online that the two countries agreed to a complete and total ceasefire that would be phased in over 24 hours. The president congratulated both countries and said once the final military missions are carried out, it would be an official end to the war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Israeli military declined to comment on Trump's statement. Heavy Israeli strikes continued in Tehran and other cities early Tuesday. There was also no immediate comment from Iran. The East Coast is sweltering under the heat dome that has moved into the area from the Midwest. Rehoboth Beach visitor from Maryland, Vak Kobiashvili, says the heat wave brought him to the beach.
The East Coast weather, at least from my perspective, is just very sweaty in the summer. It's just like my dog doesn't even want to be outside, and my dog loves being outside. But it's that like walking through a swamp kind of feeling.
Heat warnings continued for much of this week from the Midwest to the East Coast. A Department of Homeland Security spokeswoman is suggesting deportations to third countries could begin again soon after a divided Supreme Court sided with the Trump administration. All three liberal justices dissented from the order handed down after the administration sent 8 people to South Sudan in May. Those migrants had been convicted of serious crimes in the U.S. On Wall Street, the Dow by 374 points. This is SRN News. The Barna Group issues a wide-ranging report on America's pastors.
The poll reveals that upwards of 90% of our clergymen remain strong in their faith. And while most of them are not getting rich, they are financially stable and a bit better off than the average layman. However, the Barna report also made a case that when it comes to health, physical, and emotional, pastors are doing worse than the general population. They also lag behind in the quality of their personal relationships. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Democratic Party has built up a big fundraising advantage in the gubernatorial and legislative races in Virginia. Democrats are hoping to keep or expand their thin majority and amend the state's constitution to enshrine both abortion and gay marriage. Virginia is one of 2 states, along with New Jersey, that hosts statewide elections in the off year. Some expect the results to be a foreshadowing of the 2026 midterm elections. This is SRN News. There's more information about that church shooting yesterday morning near Detroit. Correspondent Julie Walker has more on the story.
Police Chief Ryan Strong says 31-year-old Brian Anthony Browning had no criminal history when he opened fire outside his mother's church in Wayne, Michigan. Cross Point Community Church was full of parishioners, including many children. The service was being live-streamed, but Browning never made it inside. Strong says he was driving recklessly in the parking lot when he was spotted.
He approached the church building and began firing his weapon.
He shot a person in the leg who's recovering.
Several staff members from the church approached the gunman. A parishioner struck the gunman with his vehicle.
That's when church staff shot and killed Browning. Audio courtesy WXYZ. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.